You're never late, so explain why you would make me sit there and wait. A poem for my mother Nancy. It's hard to think of something that's above you, because in my eyes you're perfect, and a gang of corporate attorneys couldn't judge you. I love you, and I'm not jealous, but I honestly wish I was you, because you're a brilliant genius, brave, and emotionally, you're up on being tough too. When you get up and walk away, you make stuff move. Thank you for teaching me how to forgive and allowing me to trust you. It was just you. I wouldn't change a thing about your personality or try to adjust you. Not even my kid wasn't enough clue to stop doing drugs, making smug moves, trying to stay cool, and to staying away from the thug dudes. You persistently encouraged me to put down the dumb stuff and courageously pick up school. I don't know what it is about you, so don't ask. You're just cool. You were my motivation for getting sober, being a voter, and becoming a coder. Everybody was trying to get this message through my thick skull, but you were obviously the sharpest knife in the drawer because you were the first one to cut through. I sliced my wrist to show how much I love you. I wish you would have been my mother when I was young too, because then it wouldn't be an inappropriate act of affection for me to hold your hand like your little man kissed you and hug you. I'm so lucky and blessed to be in your presence. I don't even need presents. Sometimes it's hard to believe you're real. Can I touch you? I'm the candle to your son, and I'm glad to be your son. But either way, you're too far away. I can't touch you. But it's still a lustful, burning desire like it's on my bucket list. That's just the one thing I must do. I'm guilty of sin because I worship you. When I'm with you, I'm a lost puppy and a worthless fool, waiting for permission granted, and for you to do me like the churches do, and grace me with your praises, so I can finally feel amazing. You're why I make it through the encrypted mazing. You're my God, I'm your creation. God works in mysterious ways, but I still wonder what took him so long to show me that what I thought was love wasn't that at all, and it was totally wrong. Like two huge magnets pulling each other closer. I never felt the love this strong. Mom, I love you so much. You're my refuge because you bring relief, so my pain's alleviating. This is how I feel, and I ain't in the slightest deviating. You calm me down like incredible CBD edibles and keep me patient. You're always on time. So am I looking at this wrong? Because still I question your direction as we met in the middle like happy mediums, reaching for the chicken fingers. My hand brushes yours, making me swerve and observe your cute little fingers. As I said, a question honestly lingers. Like a creepy stranger spelling danger, hanging around the park where all the children playing. I never call you a hypocrite, but please help me understand why you taught me to be responsible, to not depend on others, and stress being on time, as well as the same one that didn't show up when I needed a mother like you. When I was a foster kid, being neglected, rejected, and disrespected. Between the tender ages of 8 and 10, my heart was tainted with hatred, stained, colors of pain like a church's window pane. And you have the nerve to wonder why I'm complaining? Mom, please. Answer me. What took you so long? Seriously, why'd you keep me waiting? To my marvelous mother, Nancy Stokely, I love you.